Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
This is tape number 216. When and where did the New Testament church begin? Part 2. The church set forth in the New Testament rests upon seven cardinal principles. These are, first, the death of Christ. Second, the resurrection of Christ. Third, the ascension of Christ. Fourth, the sending of the Holy Spirit by Christ. Fifth, baptism by His authority. Sixth, baptism into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost for the remission of sins. And seventh, salvation in the name of Christ. Apart from these foundation stones, there could be no New Testament church. We ask then, when and where were these foundation stones laid? A few months before His death, Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build My church," Matthew 16, verse 18. He spoke of some future occasion. But after the first feast of the Jewish Pentecost following His resurrection, the church was always spoken of as being in existence. Thus, the church had its beginning between the time that Jesus promised to build it and the close of that next Pentecost day. The second chapter of Acts reveals for the first time all seven of the aforementioned cardinal facts. Speaking at Jerusalem during the Pentecost celebration and guided by the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Peter publicly revealed that Jesus, who had been crucified, slain, and resurrected, was God's Son, the promised Savior, the Christ. Those who heard Peter's words, being exceedingly sorry for their deeds and their rejection of Jesus, cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter answered them, saying, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2, verses 37 and 38. Acting under Jesus' earlier instructions in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, Peter had thus first revealed baptism by Christ's authority. Remission of sins, or salvation, was proclaimed in Jesus' name for the very first time on this occasion. A few days later, Peter explained, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts 4, verse 12. All of the foundation stones of the church were firmly planted upon the first Pentecost following the resurrection of our Lord. Afterward, the church was spoken of as being in existence. Indeed, Peter spoke of this particular day as being the beginning, Acts 11, verse 15. Jesus Himself spoke of that day as the beginning date for the proclamation of the gospel of Christ, Luke 24, verses 47 through 49. Thus, the laws governing His church became functional on the very day it was started, and all men from then until now enter it the same way. Truly, Pentecost marked the beginning of the church set forth in the New Testament. It was also the beginning of the kingdom of Christ in its operational sense. It was when Christ started to reign over His kingdom. It was in reality the beginning of the entire Christian system. We do not therefore search back to or before the death of Christ on the cross to learn the terms of entrance into His church or kingdom. Neither do we search back to the law of Moses or forward to Christ's return for the establishment of His reign upon the earth. He is our King now. All are subject to all of His laws now. When He comes again, it will not be to set up a kingdom, but to raise those that are in their graves, either to the resurrection of life or to the resurrection of condemnation. John 5, verse 29. Any church not started in Jerusalem on the first Pentecost day following Christ's resurrection is not his. Systems not found in the New Testament constitute no church therein set forth. All that we know about the church of our Lord, or the principles by which it is governed, we learn from the New Testament, and it alone. Thank you for your call.